Are you sick of shows that promise to entertain but leave you holding your dick? Are you sick of open mics? Then put down your dick and come to You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents every Monday and Tuesday night at the Hungry Brain, 2319 West Belmont, Chicago, Illinois. Music better than anything you'll hear at an open mic. Stand-up comedy better than anything you'll hear at an open mic. Literature that isn't poetry so it doesn't suck. And it's better than anything you'll hear at an open mic. Because it's not fucking poetry. Films from Chicago filmmakers who don't need to attend open mics.
Because they don't have to.
Weird stuff like some guy walking on glass that's so cool, even it would fly to fucking open mic. It's You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents. Doors open at 8 p.m. Performances at 9 p.m. 21 plus only.
Children should be left at home and will not be allowed in because they suck.
It's You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents. Every Monday and Tuesday night at the Hungry Brain. Full lineup available at You, Me, Them, Everybody.
Do you play the drums?
I do and I don't.
It's just art?
No, I bought them and I took a few lessons and then I don't play.
I did the
anymore.
Same thing with the cello.
You're listening to hour 7 of Sabato Gigante. Yeah.
And this was maybe a year ago. So
Ever, introduce yourself to the
listener. Hi, I'm Ever Maynard. I'm a comedian. Oh, Junior Stock is here with a big old, what is that?
Brat. Junior's got a brat.
It's a bacon burger dog.
You got a bacon burger.
Shit.
It's a
hamburger with
yep.
a bratwurst on top wrapped in bacon.
You know what? And you're drinking a Budweiser with the American flag on it. If this pretty much sums up Junior Stopka really, really well.
Hey, I've got different layers on me also.
Look at that.
Exactly. You got a burger layer. You got
salsa,
a bacon layer.
Salsa on top.
Mustard. Oh, is that Dijon mustard as well?
I'm in Lincoln Park. Got to put salsa on.
You're in Lincoln Square.
Oh, Lincoln Square. Sorry.
That makes no sense whatsoever. Well, welcome to hour 7 of this fantastical show. My best friend Max is in the corner and has no idea what to do right now. It's very fantastic.
Can I burp into mic?
Yeah, you can.
Ever Maynard.
Ever
that
and
was
Junior.
Really nice, dude.
That was very sweet.
How do you guys know each other?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How long have you known each other?
She's been doing stand-up for what, 2 years?
2-3 years now, yeah.
And Junior, how long have you been doing it?
6 years.
Junior, you don't have the best reputation for newer comics.
How do you figure?
How do you know this?
Because I know Junior.
Never. I treat everybody. I treat everybody like Junior. Stop. It gets treated.
Aww.
That's not a good thing, Junior. Junior, no offense ever. Junior is one of my two favorite people in Chicago stand up. It alternates between him and Fritz all the time. Ever, I've only seen you once. You're very funny though.
Oh, thanks. I take my lessons from Junior. He gives me boxing lessons and stand up comedy lessons.
Thank you.
Junior used to be a boxer.
Yeah. I didn't want to talk about that. I want to talk about, I was watching this Matthew Shepard thing yesterday. This is a gay guy who got killed.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
And so I'm watching this documentary. Turns out it's not a documentary at all. It's just a play.
Yes.
But it's real people.
Yes.
And I was like, why is Ellen DeGeneres in the same town? Did she live there while that's a coincidence. And then, like, that fat lady from Law & Order or
Roseanne.
Something like that. No, she's a different one, but she looks like Roseanne a little bit. She's prettier than Roseanne. She didn't
have... Hey.
Huh? No, I'm saying Roseanne is equal, beautiful.
That's good.
She's not, really, but the other one is prettier.
Oh, the one that always, like, she's heavier set, and then she always has, like, her hair pulled
back.
So
then, that's how dumb I am. I'm like, why is all these famous people and actresses in this documentary? And they all live in the same town?
That's a very weird coincidence.
Yeah, and then it turns out, but, you know, I think they got their life sentences, so it all works out in the end. If you're going to kill a gay person, you're going to jail. Remember that.
That is true.
That's the point of the show.
Merle, what do you think about that?
That's a good law.
That's a good law. Ever, why did you start doing stand-up?
I just didn't think there was any other option.
How old are you?
I just turned 25.
Oh, you're young.
So.
You're so young.
I used to do comedy at this, the only comedy club in Temple, Texas was called Club Image.
Wait, you're from Temple, Texas?
Yeah, I'm from Little River Academy, Texas.
What happened to your accent?
Yeah.
I never really had one.
Are you sure you're from there then? How do you know?
I have the birth certificate and I have my driver's
license.
Those
can be faked.
No. It's
ask our president.
Right, right. He's so fake, you guys.
He's a hologram to me.
You don't mean anything you say.
I'm so tired already. This is great. We're in hour 7, and I've called the president a hologram.
Why you gotta be higher than everybody? What is
right,
this?
What's up with this?
This is
the
only
man thing. This insecure.
Totally. This was the only chair that would work where I could have this and this on different levels.
Nice, yeah, the computer.
The computer is like 8 foot tall.
The computer needs to be higher because that's where the camera is, so the people watching at home could see you guys. If I was on the other level, I couldn't do this.
I don't own tables.
Yeah, we don't
That's also the issue.
Yeah. Well, I asked Merle, like, what chair do you want? You're going to be in it for 12 hours, and she made the right choice. She's in a very comfortable... I assume it's comfortable.
Yeah, it's the... It's not a sofa. It's a...
If anything, it's like you're holding court, and I'm like... what's the guy?
Jester.
I'm not the jester. What is it? Night court.
Oh, I
the
love
bald
that.
Guy?
The bald guy. Who am I?
He had a concrete hoss.
I'm no, not hoss.
It's. I know what you're talking about.
Who is the bald guy at night court?
Bull.
I'm like bull, and she's like everyone else in night court.
I'm just the, you're I'm playing the judge, every,
that's
I'm the
how,
lawyer.
It, when hour 7 rolled along, all of a sudden this was night court, and you're just saying all the lines at once, but only I can hear them.
Am I the one with the you're saxophone?
Yep, you're everyone.
I haven't seen that show.
I'll be you, me,
I'm never.
Fuck you,
I'm every. Yeah, I'm everybody.
I did a pun.
Good job.
Have you put that in your act yet? I did a pun. It's really good.
There's a pun.
Classic Junior Stavka material. Ever. Mm-hmm. Who is your favorite Chicago stand-up?
Who's my favorite?
Don't say Junior.
No.
Oh!
Not my favorite.
Oh!
not my favorite, Junior. Sorry. I really love
Were you just doing a Beth Stelling impression?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was thinking about Beth Stelling.
She's down the street right now. She's in a play.
What is she doing? She's in a play?
Yeah, she's in a play that's rehearsing
the
down the street.
The Matthew Shepard play?
She's in the Matthew Shepard play.
She
plays the role of
Matthew.
Ellen.
Law and Order.
Playing the role of Ellen is Beth Stelling. I really love the Putterboss sisters.
The Putterboss, yay!
Yeah, and I saw that... What is this?
The
Am
bullet.
I taking her spot?
You are taking the Putterboss spot because...
We're the Putterboss sisters, Junior.
This is true. Yeah, this is the Putterball hour.
What?
This was supposed
I'm
to...
I'm complete opposite of them.
I think if I ever got to program a network and I didn't have to worry about ratings, I would have a half-hour special every week. I'll have Saturday Night Live, but just a half an hour.
Right, 30 mm-hmm. minutes.
30 minutes, because it's better that way.
Well, it's good you got an original idea.
It's yeah. totally
Saturday
different.
Saturday Night Live, but a half an hour.
Exactly. it's just Junior and the Putterboss fighting. Like, that's it. Just a half an hour of that. Not with fists.
I've done that before.
Exactly. I've seen this.
One of the Putterballs bit me, and I was bleeding.
See? Wouldn't you want to see that every Saturday night?
She just bit me.
But yeah. You just said you didn't care about ratings.
I feel...
Well, I would watch it, and
so
other Chicago comics
would
watch it,
ratings.
And that's it.
This guy's taking pictures, and I feel like my butt crack's hanging out. So I'm like...
No, you're
a butt crack picture?
You got a butt crack pic?
Yeah, why would your butt crack hang out with really short shorts? I don't understand.
My butt crack is like really high. You
I mean,
guys.
Why would that happen? You know?
It's really high. It's so gross. Mid-back. I don't.
When
think
did
I'm...
you real? Wait, what? Why don't you clean your butt crack?
No, my butt crack is clean, but it's like so gross. Every pair of pants, it's like. Anyways, it's a problem.
Why don't you wear a belt?
I'll wear a belt, and it just.
You need a tighter belt.
Did you take Cameron Esposito's comedy class?
No.
Oh, you did not.
You need higher pants.
I need a high-waisted pants.
A very
is what
high-waisted
I need. I just need to wear that. So I got really self-conscious just a second ago. I was like, he's going to take pictures.
I don't think the zoom lens went into your butt crack.
Fuck you,
the what?
I think you're good. I don't think the zoom lens went into your butt
thank
crack.
God.
I think we're good.
We're going to talk to Ever while Junior eats his meal and insults me
his
about
meal.
Questions.
I don't have... Hey, we're all friends here.
I don't know. Do you need help holding that plate?
It's a burger now.
You want me to hold that?
I like how everything
He's not
always...
even getting to bread. He bit down and all it was meat.
Is that salsa on there too?
Atkins told me this right after he died of a massive heart attack.
The bread is your plate, isn't it?
I feel bad for every other person that has to use that mic following you. After one bite, your hands are fucking visibly greasy.
Or maybe it's the best mic.
Right, it's the best tasting mic.
It's going to smell like bacon all day.
Oh, is this bacon mic?
That's what I say about my dick.
These are nice.
Oh. Mike Leibowitz, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Bacon dick?
Speaking of bacon dick, Ever.
Yeah.
Not a fan of bacon dicks.
Me?
Yeah.
I never said that I wasn't a fan of bacon
Why
dicks.
Why do you hate Jewish men?
What? Who told you guys this?
So
Who?
You admit it.
Oh, yeah, I'll admit it.
We're
sure.
In night court, damn it.
Yeah.
That was the best theme song of all time.
Right.
Night Court.
That wasn't him.
How do you guys know about Night Court? And remember this. God.
I know the TV.
What is wrong with
me? Old.
Texas. Why?
Yes, Texas. How,
why did you leave Texas? It's such a great place.
Well, I had to leave.
Why?
What was doing?
Amen got canceled.
Right. nothing like a good amen reference to bring things up.
It broke my heart, so I moved to Chicago.
Oh, what did you think of 227?
What
did
I think of 227?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
What?
I don't know.
You're done. Go away.
No, thanks.
You don't know 227.
Get your coat.
Jack A. Harry?
You don't know Jack A.
The housekeeper from Jefferson?
What is
nope,
this?
No, that's not
that
her.
That wasn't her.
No, you're thinking of the woman. Fuck, what's she on?
Somebody help me out with 227. Who's got a Google phone?
Oh, no, you're right. Mm-hmm. That was, I'm fucking thinking of Jack A. You're right. It was the maid on Jefferson's. Got her own
and
sitcom.
And also Jack A. Harry. She had a big old 80s fro.
Who was in
not a fro, but like pretty Jerry Curl fro.
Oh, fuck. It wasn't a fro at all, dude. It's the exact opposite of a fro. The
yeah,
exact
Jerry
opposite.
She had those big 80s shoulder pads.
She did have shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, the daughter is the voice of like tampon commercials, and she was in Miss Congeniality. Regina, fuck.
King?
What's her name? King. She's the voice of everybody on the Boondocks.
I don't like that movie, by the way. Miss Congeniality.
Yeah,
what about Miss Congeniality 2?
I dug it.
Why?
Because it was so funny. You're one in a million, and she trips and falls like an idiot.
So you're,
that's comedy.
You're a big fan of it. Ever, you also said you liked Miss Congeniality.
Right. I've had a crush on Sandra Bullock since I was like 13, but I didn't understand why I had a crush on her until I was 21, and I was like, oh, I find her attractive, and I want to date her.
So now that's what crushes mean.
That's what crushes mean.
Okay.
Oh.
What about Sandra Bullock is attractive to you? Having bad plastic surgery at 40, is that
correct.
Really?
Yeah. Really, no, I think it was the movie
she used her
Speed.
Love potion number 9.
We need like a rim shot in here.
Get down one of those cymbals.
Get
Did you learn that in the year that you had them? And you
did.
Played them? Like 2
That's
hour
all they
rehearsal.
Teach you. That's all you get.
Set it up in the windows. People were like, enough already.
I'm waiting for people to tell jokes. That's right. All I get. Yes. Sat there waiting.
So why? What about Sandra Bullock? Seriously. Let's,
oh,
let's
man.
Break this down.
Something about her. What was that witchcraft movie that she was in?
Practical Magic.
Right.
Nicole Kidman.
She was just like such a fox. But she's not even like a fox. You know what I mean?
Is she your dream woman?
No, not at all.
Who's your dream woman?
God.
Who God, is God your dream woman?
God is
Alanis
dream
Morissette
woman.
As God is your dream
Alanis
woman.
Alanis Morissette isn't. I would have to say, I think Christina Ricci.
What era? Because I loved.
Casper.
Oh, see, I go opposite
a Casper
of sex.
Or Pumpkin.
Monster.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Casper, she was so kind of manly.
Did you like
looking.
Her in Buffalo 66?
I did. I like a chubbier Christina Ricci, in my opinion.
I prefer the
I don't
same
like
era,
the model.
Opposite of sex.
I don't like the model Christina Ricci.
Yeah, she looks weird now.
Yeah.
I don't like skinny
did you,
Ricci.
Were you were
like
there.
She's like a ghost.
I like
saw
the
her
big
in 2004.
Fat ass.
In
Wait,
a
you,
bar.
You
oh,
saw
in
her in a bar?
And she just had a big head and
in
a
New
very
York?
Tiny body.
It looked like a bobblehead.
Yes, right. It did.
Yeah.
It was a bit frightening.
Did you ever see Conan when they had like Andy and Conan as kids, but they were also like giant heads?
No.
Remember that? Little
no.
Andy and little Conan? Do you remember no. that? Fuck you guys.
When was this? What year?
95 to 98. Like.
Oh, that's when the early.
Yeah, the early
I
shit.
Liked, I liked the gaseous wiener.
Yes, same era. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't remember. Well,
he only remembers that
wiener. I think we're old and nobody knows what we're
I can't
talking about.
Ever see you enjoying Conan O'Brien.
I love Conan. I
really?
Saw, I remember watching Conan first few episodes when I was a kid.
Do you watch it now?
No, I don't think it's good now.
I don't either. I don't know what happened. Oh, yeah, all that money and success. That's what happened. Right. It usually ruins people.
I think maybe he's got an ego now. Before, he didn't have an ego.
Did you read about the new documentary? About
on
the tour?
Conan?
Yeah. The reader in front of you has a very long review for it, and they hated it. He comes off as not the nicest of men.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he seems kind of pompous.
Yeah. I understand
like,
it
kind of crossed over from insecure pompous mm-hmm. to, like, believing it.
I am pompous. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I understand when people get mad. For something that they care about.
What do you mean? Like calling him getting mad?
Yeah, like I'm assuming, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But from what I've heard, it's him getting mad about things in the show and in this. And like he wants to make it so great.
Yeah.
And he gets pissed off that people don't care as much.
I think they should just give the show to Andy.
I completely agree.
Andy is awesome.
Did you ever see a sitcom? Andy
Controls
the Universe.
I like that.
Brilliant, brilliant show.
I don't know why that one got canceled. And then he had another one where he played like a spy
or
something.
PI. With.
That was a turd.
That wasn't as good. Conan produced that one. Ever, what are your thoughts
Craig
on Andy?
I like Craig Kilborn. Remember him?
Did you see his...
He was on... That was the guy on CBS, right?
Kilborn.
Craig Ferguson.
No, Ferguson is currently on CBS. He's my favorite.
He replaced the Tom Schneider show.
Stewart. You liked Ferguson... Or you like Kilborn?
Yeah, I like
Kilborn. You're the first person I've ever met that likes Craig Kilborn.
I think he was great.
Why?
I liked Five Questions and Yambo.
Yeah.
Remember
you
Yambo?
Only liked that exploding head, didn't you?
I did. You know why?
That's all
he
liked.
Such, he's such like a stupid guy. He's brilliant.
But he seems like... intentionally pompous. You like that about him.
Yeah.
He seems like he's like
but,
a dick.
But, yeah, he's... No, it looks like he's intentionally pompous, but he's really stupid, but he knows it.
That is either like the most...
good compliment.
Hamburger meat dog.
Yeah. This is... The thing about Junior, this isn't a special occasion for Junior. I've seen Junior eat at probably every single day of the week, not consecutively. It's always something like this. It's something like, I couldn't ever think of this, and he's not high. I don't know how he does it. It's pretty amazing. You should be dead of a heart attack. You know that, right?
No.
You should work for, like, Burger King.
No way.
Do you
yeah, you should.
Hamburgers?
You should.
What's that place on the south
as long
side
as long
where
as
they do the meatball
subs? Out of me, I'm okay.
Junior probably knows. Junior,
it's
what's
a
that
curse,
place?
It really is. It's
Junior,
a family
what's,
curse.
What's the meatball place? It's, like, on the south side, I think. They do meatball subs.
Oh, the
Subway?
South side one?
Rico Ben's.
Rico,
is that south
Rico
side?
Chase. Or something like that. I don't
no,
know.
No, it's like Rico Ben's. Rico Benny's. Those things are fucking huge. Eat
I
those.
Yeah. I go, I like Paisan's Pizza. It's on 16th Street. It's pretty good. I like the...
Keep going.
Know.
Keep
going.
This is
are we doing
we,
restaurant
we
reviews?
Want,
yeah, it's restaurant doing, reviews.
We want Junior's. What do you eat,
You
Junior?
Know what's my favorite? I like going to that. There's a 24-hour Gyros on Halsted and Randolph Street.
That, huh?
I should go there all the time. And then there's a shrimp place, Lawrence's Fisheries on the south side. Mm-hmm. You go over there, you get hassled by a crackhead, and then you eat shrimp at 3 a.m. By yourself.
That sounds nice.
By yourself, obviously.
I would like to.
And then you leave. And then all the people look at you like you're nuts.
Ever? Even the crackhead?
No, the
right.
crackhead.
He's like,
crackhead
right.
They don't want to approach me. Oh, there was this great crackhead at the Lincoln Hall. I did a show at the Lincoln Hall. And this guy was amazing. This guy was wearing a dashiki with a Muslim hat. And he was coming out in the middle of the street, and he was going, oh!
Oh, wait a minute, yeah. I've seen him!
Yeah, and then, like, he would talk to you like he stutters, but he's obviously on crack. He goes, can you help me out?
Sounds like a song.
He looked like he was scared, but he was...
I just saw him yelling in the middle of the street.
Yeah, it looked like any time Ninja started to fly out of his face. But he was amazing, and then some frat guys... I say frat guys. I'm the white people with backwards hats. So they were talking to him, and they're like, "Hey, come on, dude. We don't want to talk to this guy. We're just waiting for a cab." And they're like, "No, get out of here. We don't want you to talk." Never mind. This is a boring story. And point of the story is that give crackheads a chance. You know, they're entertaining. And
especially at 3 a.m. Yeah,
right.
Fisheries.
Buy him a
right?
pizza. I'd say if you talk to a crackhead for 10 minutes, that's way better than watching. I don't know, The Office. You know?
That's true. Ever, have you ever hung out with a crackhead for 10 minutes?
Yeah, I work at a 24-hour Starbucks.
Do you?
Yeah.
Which
so
one?
All, North and Wells.
Why do you do this?
I don't work overnights anymore, but I used to work overnights almost every weekend, and then I went to every Thursday and Sunday night. And it's like the same crackheads would come in, and we would find like either like people passed out in our bathroom from like heroin overdoses. We have to like every other month like look under our sinks. And one time we found like 21 used heroin needles in between two bathrooms.
Why
like,
are
people are just like fucked up in there? Can I say? I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
the time.
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. It's hour 7. I mean, come on.
Wait. Why? Why were you only looking under that sink once every month or once every?
Well.
2 weeks.
People,
shouldn't
like,
it be a
it
nightly
should be, like,
thing?
It should be, number one, it should be every day. Also, we shouldn't even have to deal with this. Like, we'll tell our manager, and he's like, rah, 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 rah. He's got,
what
like,
are
a
you
vocal
do
thing.
Why do you work for Peanuts characters?
Right. And Muppet characters.
Mm. They had to do something after Peanuts stopped.
Right. Apologies. Well, like, we're like, hey, we should have somebody come here and check this stuff out. Like, we should have somebody come in, like, with gloves. My coworkers were like using straws to knock them down. I'm like, stop doing that. Go get the security guard. And they're like, no, it's fine. I could get it. And this, like, my coworkers like fishing out, not even wearing gloves, like used needles. I'm like, what are you doing?
Did that make you become a better comic?
Did that make me? Yeah.
I just find how comfortable it is to do heroin in a Starbucks bathroom.
They're actually, aren't they pretty big?
The needles?
No, the Starbucks bathroom. they're quite roomy in there.
They're a little, ours are a little roomy, but they're disgusting.
Well, I'm sure they don't mind sitting on the ground.
Right. We caught this guy. He came in and he said, "Can I use your bathroom?" He was wearing a hoodie and he had this like white cross on his face on his hoodie. And we thought, like, that's like that weird cross guy. Like, everybody thought it was paint. A couple of minutes later, this customer was like, "There's a man masturbating into the mirror in the back bathroom." So he's like,
"This
jerking.
Is great.
This
is a good story.
He's, like,
this is right by Second City."
Right.
Now that's some improv.
Yes, and
he's doing a Herald.
Tag. Freeze. That game. Yeah. So that was cum. We call him Cum Cross because he comes in every week and he waits. He'll wait by our front door like this and he'll scope out to see if anybody's like using our bathrooms, and when the bathroom's clear, he just goes to the bathroom.
You should confront him. Be like, "Are you going to masturbate in there again?"
he's not there.
At
he's
least
not...
clean it up.
"Are you going to clean it up this time?" No? Okay.
Is it masturbation of someone that crazy, or is that just like what you do?
No, I don't think masturbation's crazy. I think
No. This guy, like, is this masturbation to him, or is this just like, "Oh, it's Tuesday, I have to do this"?
No,
I
think...
Or the world ends.
I think it's... I don't know what it... I think he has nowhere else to do it.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I guess he could go in an alleyway, but...
There's no mirrors set up.
Right, there's no mirrors.
Do you have any idea how alleys are lit at 2 a.m.?
Right.
Well, if you're a fan of Chicago comedy, I mean, you got to go to church.
I'm going to defend him because, you know, there's lots of more gross stuff that happens in a flat iron between a dude and a lady besides a man jacking off, you know.
Name one thing. Iron?
I don't know. Well, okay, I guess it's not. I'm wrong. But I don't know. Leave them alone. I guess they're just insane people, right? They're
yeah,
like you
right.
And me.
Yeah.
Let them jack off. I mean, they're not...
I'm with you.
You can't... They're not hurting anybody.
It's true. He isn't murdering anyone in the store.
Toilet right. seats are the cleanest thing in the world. I saw that on Montel Williams about
That's
8 years ago.
That's not true.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah, toilet seats has the least amount of germs, bacteria, than any part of your house.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because urine is,
we sound real dumb
sterile.
Right now.
What?
It's sterile.
We've become the information channel.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're doing...
Cum is sterile, too.
This is NPR science. I don't know.
Unless it has AIDS
okay.
in.
Oh, yeah. Unless there's AIDS on the seat, then it's different.
Then
it's like a
medium. Well, any flu bodily... I guess, yeah. Well, if you mix the urine with the cum, then I guess it's half.
Then it's awful.
I don't know.
Then it's...
Would you ever... Junior, you haven't... stop. Hello. Hello. Hey, guys.
The cum and urine. Hello.
Airplanes and helicopters here.
That's the name of my show.
How do you get that?
What?
All right, yeah. You were asking Junior a question. I got distracted by a man with a helicopter.
Yeah.
Recap.
You
are going to record an album soon at the main stage.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to record an album soon.
No, yeah, soon. I'm not sure. This is in development. What the hell? What happened? I said I'm going to record a CD.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my time.
Yeah. Fine. You're going to record the CD. Do you have any titles in your head that you want to use?
No. I'm probably going to call it like...
Mixing... Cum and urine on a toilet seat. Montel Williams said it was safe is the entire title.
Let's probably call it Rolling Stone 4 Stars.
Ever, what are you going to name your first album?
Rolling Stone 5 Stars.
That's good. Yeah. She's got you trumped.
Hey guys, check this album out. I just found it. It's so great. That's the
tag. Were you doing an improv sketch right there?
Right there. It was improv. I saw this. I got tricked into watching that dog video. Because my friend was like, I just saw this video.
Wait. Yeah.
Hold on. Okay.
So okay.
It's that YouTube video that was going around.
Once again.
All right. Hang on.
Not helping.
All right. Hold on, you guys.
What does the dog do?
The dog's like, yeah. Okay.
Talking dog.
It's the talking dog. But there's so many talking dog
That's
videos.
That's still not that.
Anyways.
No, he says. Like,
the description was like.
Do a stupid man voice.
Yeah, it was like, hey,
dumb.
I went into the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But the tag is like, hey guys, I just found this awesome video. It's so funny. I had to watch it twice. I'm like, whoa, this guy had to watch it twice.
You like, take his opinion quite
right?
seriously.
I was like, Oh, this is the description of your video. I was so mad that I got tricked by that shit. And I was like, what does it say about me?
What did you like
just
it?
Happened? What are we talking
Junior
about?
Junior knows what I'm talking about.
I'm still worried about this.
Talking dog video.
what is bothering you about this very important trial of ours?
It just breaks my heart that politics and people's feelings can mix together and create unhappiness. If we could all just come together as a race of different raced people and solve this issue, maybe one day we can go to the moon and not fake it like we did with that faggot Armstrong, you know what I mean? This is a contract. Are we going to Mars? What are you doing, man? It's
Hour 7. It's magical. Ever did the moon landing happen, or was it a hoax?
I think it happened.
Junior.
Absolutely happened.
Merle.
Yes.
All right. You're all 0 for 3.
I don't know. I get tricked pretty easy by one documentary, so.
I got tricked by a YouTube video. Oh,
you put a documentary out, I'll believe it. Yeah, whatever it is.
I need another America beer.
Hey, guitars are made of asses. Believe this.
What documentary said guitars are made of asses?
No,
I don't know. Michael Moore's bowling for on a diet. If you can lose it,
why did you?
This
do
guy is the genius of all times. He can't.
He's the genius of all time.
I don't know.
I'm laughing so hard it hurts to live right now. Ever, what did you think of Junior's last statement? Are guitars made of assholes?
They are not, Junior.
Well, what is a guitar made out of? Wood.
A guitar?
What's the middle of the wood that secretes out of the tree? His asshole.
That's...
So in a roundabout way, we're all atoms, and if we break each other down, we have carbon and other ones.
Right.
So an asshole is like 99.9% a guitar. So there's my proof. Hey, this isn't Hinduism. This is what
I
they
feel
think.
Like I'm
we're
just
all.
In, I'm just.
Who's they?
All living. Like, everything is living. That thing is living. Everything's
living.
With assholes.
Yeah.
Everything's moving.
It's dead, but it's living. It's got. It's alive. It's atoms and other things. So there you go. I learned this
science tidbit from
Brandon. How you doing over there?
I read an article on Yahoo.
You're just like.
Oh, goodness.
Ever, we've never met.
No.
Personally. You've done the Hungry Brain show. You also do a podcast.
Right.
Sugar Wood.
Wood Sugars.
Dates with Ever.
Yeah.
Wood Sugars. How is that going?
It was fun. It started off as a podcast, and then it went to a video cast, and then it went to just live shows.
So you no longer do the podcast.
Interesting. I'll do, it's not pod. It's not like podcast, no. It's a more of a video cast.
Why did you switch over?
But the Wood Sugars do their own Inside the Barrel.
Why do you like those guys? Or do you like those guys?
I do like those guys.
Why?
They're sweethearts. They're so funny and they're
are
so
they?
Cute.
What do you like more, sketch performers or stand-ups?
Who do I like more? Yeah. Like sketch performers or stand-ups?
Yeah.
I've seen really good of both and I've seen really bad of
both. No, no, no.
What a dodge.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a dodge. I think stand-up. I think it's braver.
Right answer. Right mm-hmm. answer. That's good.
I think stand-up is braver.
Name one sketch group in the city that you find funny.
One sketch group. Second City.
Nope.
Second City sketch group.
I.O.
All I.O. of them.
Here's more things.
Apollo.
Here's more buildings that teach improv.
Have you ever paid for a class, a comedy class?
I did.
Really?
I did.
Was it worth it?
Parts of it, yes. Parts of it, no.
Where did you go?
I went to, I dropped out of I.O., and then I went to Second City. And then...
What class did you take?
I took conservatory.
What does that mean?
Improv conservatory. It's like, you already know how to do improv. Now we teach you how to do it better. And it's like...
It's like Scientology level.
Right. It's like so you pay. And the more you
Same
pay...
Same thing, but a little bit more crazy.
The more you pay, the more knowledgeable you get. And the higher level you get.
Would
it
you
got weird. It got weird. It got really weird.
Why did it get weird?
It got weird because... some people are just in it to be in it. Some people are in it because they need it.
Or some people in it to win it.
Some people are in it to win it. But then it comes like, we're doing improv.
Huh?
And that was weird.
Movie over.
They had a lot of energy, didn't they?
Yeah, those it's improv exhausting. Folks.
Why exhausting. Is it exhausting?
Because sometimes you just sit there and all they want to talk about is other improvisers. Have you maybe stand-ups do that too, but like an improviser would be like, "Oh yeah, this improviser's coaching me."
I feel like they're more snooty.
Are they ever? You're in both worlds. Who's more snooty?
Stand-ups are way more snooty than improvisers.
Why?
What? I've met like weird improvisers, but they've always been weird and nice. I've met like stand-ups, and stand-ups are like, "Okay, what do you want?" Like Junior here, look at him. He's so mean to people.
Junior taught us how the world works. Why he told us that 99% of assholes are guitars.
Everybody thinks I'm mean.
Brandon, should we ask him the question you asked Michael Sanchez? And Michael, the one about hating?
Hey, can you do an impression of Bull Hurley from Over
You
the
don't
top?
Remember that.
No.
Come here.
Come here.
There you go.
Is that good?
I like that one.
Why'd you want me to do that?
I like Over the Top.
That's good. What question did I ask them?
About
that was
hating.
A whole 2 hours ago.
Hating other comedians or something.
No. That was just to prove that no one hates Mike Leibowitz because he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, all right, how do you never hate Mike mind. Leibowitz?
Exactly. That's the point.
I saw him. I was riding my bike home, and he was walking down the street. And look, he's just smiling and happy.
What a fantastic story.
I know.
I don't think that could have gone better.
Everybody loves Mike Leibowitz. I'm so good. I was the perfect choice for this
Mike
podcast.
Mike Leibowitz is probably my favorite person right now.
Ever in the world?
Yeah, probably.
Him or Jesus, go.
Leibo.
Cosby on the sitcom The Cosby Show.
Doing a Cosby face?
Yes.
The now Cosby. The
Cosby face.
Cynical Cosby? 80s, or?
80s.
Wait, Bill Cosby's cynical now?
Yes.
Absolutely.
What?
It's great.
He's saying black
is he
people
cynical
should
or is he
not,
just old?
You know?
No, he's great. He's railing against Trump. It's fucking great. He was on the Today Show like a month ago doing it.
Wow. How old is Bill Cosby now?
Old.
89.
I don't, he just rambles on when he talks, though.
He's not 89.
He's not.
He's not 89.
He's gotta be like
I can't
70.
Think of any comedian who was like number one, number two from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and others.
And beyond?
Are we talking about Bill Cosby being the best?
No, Lebo is the best person right now of all times.
I feel like a lot of people would want to fight me, but I have this weird contraption in front of my face protecting me.
Why do people think I'm mean? I'm not.
I didn't say you.
I've gotten this all
the mob growing outside.
No, it's really the mob growing outside.
I think
it's
women
also,
don't like me. I think that's the thing.
I don't think
women dislike
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I agree with Ever. I like you.
They think I'm a jerk.
You think you're a jerk.
And you project that onto women, Junior.
How?
Because you have a song called Throw a Cup of Jizz in Her Face.
How's that not funny?
That is funny, but that's why women think
all right.
How funny is that?
Junior, you got...
Like, I'm completely dead serious. No, I don't want jizz on my face. Is he doing this?
Is that your impression of women?
Yeah. Why don't they want it?
Why don't they want it? Just because we have different genitals.
Does it mean you won't like
What's
it?
The song called? It's
Throw a Cup of Jizz in Your
Face. No, that's not the name
Easy
of the song.
Does it.
Easy Does It.
Easy Does It.
I just want to create a song that's so ridiculous it's not believable.
You have.
Did you write that?
It. I wrote every lyric.
Sing it?
I wrote every lyric.
I've heard it once.
Really?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Is it on YouTube, Junior?
No, it's on my website.
Have you made the rap video yet, Junior?
Yeah, but I can't get the final scene where I throw a whole bucket of jizz on
them. Oh, great.
People have, like women think they're like, oh, I don't want my mom to see that. But I'm like... Look at the fucking, what's his name, John LaHoy? He's got a song about genitals and fucking people or something. Like, this is obviously a joke, you know.
Now you're the bucket of jizz. Is it going to be real jizz?
Absolutely. I mean, this is method.
Is it going to be just videos. Yours or are you going to just collect everybody's?
I don't know anymore.
Hey, we're having a party.
I mean, how much jizz can you get in a year, honestly?
I need to fill
you can't
up this
fill
bucket.
A bucket, so right there it's impossible.
There's no telling how many takes we're going to take.
Where's your favorite place to perform, Ever?
Where I like to perform at Entertaining Julia.
Okay, I think that show.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really laid back. I don't feel stressed out. I do feel stressed out because I feel like I'm not cool enough when I'm at that show.
At
Does
the
that
Town
make
Hall
sense?
Pub?
Yeah, but then
how
we
could
go
you
there
feel not
fun.
Cool enough if it's a show that doesn't charge? Like, who cares? It's free. Just go. It's fine. You're fine.
I don't know. I just... Something about... Like, when I perform, it's really fun. But then when I'm on stage, I'm like... I don't fit in with this crowd. They're way cooler than me.
They're not.
Well, I know that now.
Okay.
Thanks, Brandon. But it's fun. It's fun. I can tell them I've been on You, Me, Them, Everybody.
That's not going to help you there.
Street cred. No,
yeah, tell him you performed with Junior.
Yeah, I performed with
Junior.
She's
so uncomfortable. It's hilarious.
Well, I thought this was going to be a really comfortable way to sit.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it was my fault because at the time it was comfortable.
Yeah. For those listening at home and can't see the video, Ever is our first guest stuck using my microphone. But the problem with that is you have to lean forward to use it. And she's on a couch, which is not the most comfortable position. But your mic sounds way better than Junior's, so you got to feel good about that.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Junior, so where's your favorite place to perform?
The Lakeshore Theater, which is not close. There was no place like it, and there will never be a place like
it. It's good to stay positive. What about the main stage? Same booker? He likes you?
Of course. The main stage is great, and they're booking good guys now. And, I think Beat Kitchen.
Why don't you your podcast anymore, Junior?
I am doing it, actually. I put a little fire under my booty. And I'm gonna do it. I swear to God, the next episode.
What's the name of your podcast?
It's the famous Junior Stopka Stopcast on iTunes. You can go to iTunes and put in iTunes, and you can subscribe.
The podcast is you either making food or
I'm making food, and I don't.
You were making corn dogs with Mike Leibovitz.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the first episode.
Yeah.
That was
the first, second one. I made
Matty Ryan
bacon gravy sandwiches and chocolate covered Twinkies.
Although I like that you tape the microphones to their chest.
I tape
duct tape. No.
I duct tape microphones.
Thank you. Duct tapes microphones.
I duct tape
to
microphones
your chest.
To my chest, and I cook food.
Yes, and you had one at McDonald's.
I had one at McDonald's. I was really sick that day, and I was like, let's go to McDonald's, and we interviewed. Like we were first time customers at McDonald's. And I was sick, and I was like, I don't want to be here, but like we went through with it, and like these like.
What,
you know, I'm a creepy guy to begin with, and like we had these news microphones, you know, but it said like it was upside down. It said college sports football. They were obviously fake, you know. And like, what are you guys doing? Like these 12-year-old girls came to us. I'm like, oh no, the cops are gonna arrest me because I'm. You know, they're like, what are you guys doing? We're doing things. We're interviewing people for the Zone 95.5 FM. And then we went in there. And they got mad at us. The owner, he was some kind of weird Arab. I don't know what kind. I'm going to say he was a white guy. He was white. he was a white guy doing a racist accent. So that makes you feel better. To hate him more, just pretend it's a white guy doing an Arab voice. And boy, did he hate us. So we were like, what's good to eat here? I don't know, everything's good. Everything.
What's good to eat here?
and then we left and we prank called McDonald's.
What McDonald's was this? Was it one off of Chicago?
It was on Lawrence and close by Pulaski, I think. I mean, I don't know any McDonald's, really. I don't.
There's that
don't
one by the
trouble.
YMCA that's off like the Chicago Red Line stop. Mm-hmm.
The 24 hours
God,
one?
God, yeah.
Yeah, that someone took a shit in there 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. At 3 a.m. the floor?
Yeah, at 3 a.m. on the floor.
How do you know about this?
It was on the news.
I feel
like
you know
the nationwide.
Everything.
I know about McDonald's and shitting. That is true. I know all about it.
It was nationwide?
Yeah, it wasn't on the local news. It was on like the late.
Somebody took a shit on the McDonald's bathroom.
No. In the middle of the restaurant.
Did they take their time?
I don't know. If they took, that's a very great question. They didn't release the footage. But someone,
I guarantee you the line was still there. While they cleaned up this shit. Nobody's like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't leave. Matt McDonald's and there's shit on the floor.
Can't. It's a dollar.
You gotta get that.
I still want that filet.
Yeah.
Junior, what's your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant
yeah.
used to be Sabatino's. Now I like La Villa.
Why?
I just love their food. It's
good answer.
Yeah. They have really good bruschetta, and the appetizers are awesome.
It's a sincere recommendation.
It's one of the places that have prime rib, which I think is awesome. And
what did you ever made a face? Why'd you make a face?
I don't really know like any restaurant here that I'm like I got to get to that restaurant. Like Junior was like talking about like all this good food, and it made me kind of jealous.
Do you hate food?
Because I'm smarter than looks.
I do. Right now, I do hate food.
Why do you hate food?
I hate food because my coworkers.
We're gonna be dieting.
Here we go. This has been a big problem, Junior. This is why women hate you. I'm trying to be very sincere with you. And you
I'm
never
good,
listen.
Sorry.
You never listen to me, Junior.
Ever, why do women be dieting?
Women be dieting because they want Junior to like us. and he hates
but
women.
But didn't you hear that he likes women with meat on their bones? He says he likes likes that stuff.
I do like meat on the bones.
Well, that's weird.
Right. And I like I like breaking bones before I eat the bones. You know what I'm
Got to break them down to build them up, right?
Tell you what, I disagree with the sexuality in Human Centipede.
There's a Human Centipede pub crawl going
forever,
around.
Fantastic.
Going around tonight, I think. Read that on the thing.
How do you not just finger some of their asshole if you're in the Human Centipede? It's just a funny thing to do. What are they going to do? Just, you know, I don't know. I would do that every day on set. Take yourself away from the fantasy. I'm going to be the sound guy who sticks my finger in the lady's butt and runs.
That's why, Junior, that right there, too. Finger up above it and run?
Yeah.
You don't even cuddle?
I don't think that could end any better. Time for plugs, ever?
Oh, shit show.
Open seriously, mic. you just talked about fingering Human Centipede, and you have the shit show open mic to plug. That really couldn't have gone any better. Where's the open mic?
Shambles Bar off of Damon and Division.
Every Monday?
Every Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't go to that. Go to the Hungry Brain, everybody. Every Monday.
Every Monday.
Yeah.
I think ours starts before yours, and then they can go to ours and then go to yours.
Yeah.
Yours is like, ours ends early.
What time does it end?
Early show.
What time does it end?
It ends around, like, sometimes... Lately, it's been ending at, like, 11.
All of our shows end by 11. Junior, where are your plugs?
All of our shows end by 11 p.m.
I'd say the best place to see me. Probably main stage for Stanhope. I'm going to plug that.
It's awesome.
That's my favorite gig of all time.
And let's people should friend you both on Facebook.
Right.
Ever's a very, very funny comedian. Junior is one of the funniest comedians in the city. And these two are great people. And I can't believe that they're sharing a couch right now. It's
it's really
sort
nice.
Of a surreal world. I'm kind of enjoying it way too much.
Wish I was leaning back.
It's good for your posture.
It's better that you're on your toes with him talking about fingering the Human Centipede every day on set. Because he took it to a new level. It's like, oh, he's talking about the movie. He's like, no, on set. Changed everything. Yeah. Merle, how do you think that hour went?
I think it went well.
It went too well. Good luck next hour.
Fingering assholes.
All right, that's hour seven.
Thank you, Brendan.
Yeah,
I love
thanks.
You guys.
Thanks for never pronouncing my name correctly, June.
I said Brendan.
Nope.
Brandon.
To know him is to love him.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.